Todd, we just want to thank you so much for being here with us. I know you've been in New Zealand for about a, where are you, Todd? Can't see it. There you are, over there. You've been in New Zealand now for about a week, is that right? Maybe, yeah. And you've been adventuring in the North Island, doing all sorts of prophetic things and prayer projects, prayer initiatives, prophetic things. And we just appreciate what you bring into the nation and what you carry in that apostolic prophetic dimension and what you release. I know you've got a passion for New Zealand because it's part of your scroll, part of your mandate. And we receive you, we welcome you, we thank you for coming. And we love you, and you're at home among friends. And we receive everything you've got for us tonight. So give Todd a great God bless tonight as he comes. Senior leader of a Field of Dreams Church, Adelaide. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. What a beautiful night. Hallelujah. Okay. How's everyone going?
Very well.
Oh, I hope you're not. I hope you're staying. All right. Praise God. All right. Thank you. Well, I just, I love tradition. And I like praying. I like opening things up. And I know that there's some really, really good things happening here. And I'm just very excited about what the Lord's about to do. But I just want us just to welcome the Holy Spirit. You know, I could be talking up here, and God will quicken to you the word and thee. And he can speak to you through that, or even what, exactly. And so, just close your eyes for a minute, and just put your hands out in front, just like you're receiving. Holy Spirit, I just thank you right now that you're here. We just ask you to manifest again. We love you, Holy Spirit. I just thank you for the glory of God. I thank you right now. We just welcome heaven right now. We welcome heaven. We welcome the Lord of hosts. We welcome the hosts. And we thank you, Lord, that we have not reinvented the wheel, but we are walking in your legacy in this nation. We thank you tonight for ancient paths opening up, and we thank you for pathways. We thank you that they are delineated by your light and your wisdom. And we just thank you right now. We want to receive from you. We want to look to you. And we just bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So, yeah, we have been here for just over a week. And, you know, if it does say the sons of God in Romans 8 are led by the Spirit of God. So I love wherever God leads me, and he's been leading to me in New Zealand. And as soon as that bubble opened up, we got our tickets. You know, bubbles, my bubble. Okay, and there's so much crazy stuff. I'm part of multiple prayer initiatives because, really, if you struggle with prayer, you'll struggle with most things. You know, don't ever confess this. I'm not a very spiritual person. Don't do that limiting thing, because God is spirit, the Holy Spirit, angels are spirits, worship in spirit and truth, pray in the spirit, etc. And I just believe that my conviction is this, is wisdom allows us to move things in the invisible spiritual world to get it manifest in the physical, natural time-space world. Can someone say amen? That's what wisdom does. So there's so much confusion at the moment. One of the people in my prayer group, actually Daryl's wife, Belinda, she just posted... Airlines are meeting today to discuss the risks of carrying vaccinated passengers due to the risk of clots and liabilities involved. Oh, the irony of only the non-vax can fly. We're talking, I tell you what, there's more than one type of clot in this post, okay? There is so much crazy stuff going on. And I want to, you know, that I have a grace to call a spade and not an agricultural utensil. And so what I want to just give you a heads up of a dynamic is that you guys carry the gates here. I do not. I'm a visitor, but I do carry the word of the Lord. And I've seen in different situations, if there's the conditions are right, and I believe they are here, is that when we're in agreement and I honor the gate, And I honour the amazing work that's been happening here for years. You know, in Australia, senior ministry generally has a use-by date in a church for 4 years. 4 years, exactly. And so maybe, you know, they need a nicer car and a bigger salary. I don't know. But basically, how long you've been ministering here for, running the church here for? 29 years. Can we just honour that for a second? Seriously. And when we honour who carries the gates and then we receive the word of the Lord, you actually get a spirit of agreement, almost like an ark. And so something starts to take place. So now what happened was I travel a bit with Daryl, and Daryl is very excitable. He's an excitable personality. And he was anticipating the bubble's going to open up. I just know it is. And then they're about to announce it. I know they're about to announce it. And he was like, we have to go. And I said, yeah, we do. And he goes, no, we have to go. I says, I know. And so this is his fault tonight. But basically, because the Lord does nothing first without first showing it to Daryl. Okay. And so what I want to do is I just want to lay down a principle that if you understand this, it'll change your life. This was given to me or shared with me by a friend called Emerson, who happens to be married to Ana Mendez. Anyone heard of Ana Mendez? Yes, amazing, amazing. And this is what he said to me, and it's just such a powerful key. He said, Todd, the Old Testament is predominantly physical and external. The New Covenant is predominantly, mana mana, do. Okay, predominantly, do. Spiritual and internal. Jesus says, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, but the kingdom of God is in your midst or within you. This mystery that was hidden for ages and generations, but it's now been revealed to us, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that is not disassociating into the ether, that's actually understanding the parameters of how the kingdom of God is going to manifest. And our natural bent is to always say it's always external and out there, and that's not what the Word of God says. If we knew, really knew, in a superior measure to what we know now, that God lives in us, in Christ, through the Holy Ghost, and it says, lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up your heads so that the King of glory may come in. And so I want to outline a bit of the season we're in, and then I want us to ascend. I want us to ascend because God wants to, there's something that when we come into agreement, when we speak, it says decree a thing and it shall be established. Daryl brought a great word this morning, but one of the things that really jumped out at me is you can't transition into the new if your heart is still in the old. Okay? And there was a guy, it didn't really say her name, it was Lot's wife. And she was stuck in the old. She had one with a lot. Seriously, we're talking like God wanted to bring them to something so much superior, and yet she couldn't move forward because her heart was anchored in the old. Wow. And this is what God wants to, I believe he wants to share on tonight. But basically, if we can start with putting up Isaiah 60, please. And it says, and we know this very well, but I want to read it out. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Whose light? Your light. God's methods are men and women. We talk about, yes, the last day is amazing. And God's, the first directive starts with a commandment to arise. Without us arising, there's no light. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you through the gates. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. Now let's just pause that there. This is fascinating. Because it says darkness the earth, but it's darker in the people. You've got gates of heaven, angels ascending and descending. And you've got the light that's in heaven is way more glorious than what is manifest. And so we have to lean into that so the light manifests. But then you've got the gates of hell. Jesus said he's building his church and the gates of hell will not prevail. So what you got, what's on the earth, but what's in the heart of dark gates is way worse than what's manifesting on the earth. Did you know that with Noah, and God says, I'm grieved. God says, I'm grieved. I'm going to have to bring drastic measures on the earth. Because one of the reasons, yes, there was violence, but he said man's heart was evil continually, his imagination. So if you go, the earth's not in great shape, it's actually darker on the inside, it just hasn't manifested yet. And when you start to understand those keys, but it says here, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. So I really want to quickly, I want to start with happy stories, because you have here, you've got the glory and you've got deep darkness. And the season has shifted, because what happens is darkness is manifesting. I don't want to go drill down too deep on that, no pun intended. But what I want to do is I want to really outline is that when Jesus says, I'd rather you were hot or cold, but because you haven't made up your mind, you still are earthbound and your affection is earthbound, he says, it's not going to work out. The season has changed. And I'm going to break down what that looks like. But firstly, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Glory, what does it look like? The glory looks like something. Now tonight, I want to instruct, inspire and articulate that God wants to see a revolution manifest. I'm into revival, but a lot of people think they're going to passively turn up to a meeting and the Spirit of God will fall with no cause and effect, just some random sovereign event. And the Lord says, no, I want you to know my ways. If you understand that a revolution happens with every individual in their homes outside of meeting culture, if they start to engage that, what happens is the heavens start to open and the Spirit of God will manifest and chase people down. These blessings will chase you down and overtake you. But there has to be our response ability to what he's already done, which is our responsibility. And so what does the glory look like? We're seeing crazy stuff at the moment. Late last year or early this year, there was a woman in our church and she'd been contending for healing for a long time. She had a very bad heart. Tests showed that her heart, all her major arteries were blocked up to 70%. And she was contending. She'd contended for a while. And then we got a phone call. We were out at dinner or something. And we got a phone call that she died. And it was one of her kids. Obviously, they were distressed. But she ate dinner. And then she had a massive heart attack in the lounge room. And what happened? They called the paramedics. Now, she was dead for... this is documented. Dead for 20 minutes. When you are dead for 5 minutes onwards, and it's not an exact thing, is that your brain starts to die because of oxygen deprivation. Now, we're not talking 5, 6, 7, we're talking 20 minutes. 20 minutes, no pulse, no breathing, and the paramedics trying to resuscitate her. We found out about it, and this is why it's so important to be in team, in company, in fellowship, in ecclesia. Because what happened, she'd been dead for 20 minutes. The paramedics revived her. And so we had worship. You go, why would you do that? Because I want to explain the dynamics behind that. We worshiped until the presence of God got stronger and stronger. And then we were decreeing. And there was one decree. It felt like it went through. It went through. And it was like, Jeanette, her name's Jeanette. Jeanette, come back into your body. And we break off trauma. We command a brand new brain and a brand new heart. Jeanette, like this. And then what happened that week, they were in shock. She was a walking miracle because not only did she have zero brain damage, but they did tests and she has zero blockages. She has a brand new heart. Who think, can we praise the Lord? Seriously. What does the glory look like? Is it we've seen late stage terminal cancer healed, like instantly. We've seen long-term severe asthma. We're talking the most severe types of diabetes. We're talking when you get the presence of God so strong, you get words of knowledge that you don't even understand. I'm doing a healing rooms deal, and I see a word, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like such a fool. Okay, someone's got a problem with their epiglottis. And I'm like, it's a thing. And what happened was, is that we, you know, Googled it and whatever, and it's in your throat, your epiglottis. Who's heard of an epiglottis? Okay, well, you have now. And so, healed. I remember waking up, and I hear this word. This is before the prayer, because the spirit realm is really unusual, as you know. And I hear this word, plantar fasciitis. I'm like, what is that? I'm thinking you buy it at a nursery. And so, seriously, I have no idea. And then we just speak it out. And she said, let's go, you know, like this. And no one responded. That's all cool. But there's someone watched the delayed broadcast 3 days later in California, and they heard it, and their plantar fasciitis, which I had for months, got instantly healed. So this is what the glory looks like. What does the glory look like? And you might have heard some of this. I can't remember what we told you in the Behold conference, but is that we got the word of the Lord to buy a church on the edge of the city, and that we were coming to the end of the interest-free period, and we would step out in the word of the Lord, and we just worship all the time. And the Lord spoke to someone and said, I want you to pay off that church. So someone pretty much comes to our staff and says, here's $1.1 million. You got a debt-free building. What is the glory? It looks like something. What does it look like? It looks like that we are so hungry for God that when people come into our church, they go into encounters. When they walk in the building, constantly, undone in the presence of the Lord. It's not us. See, there's a place where we do our thing, but then we've got to be wise enough to get out of the way and let people focus on the Lord. What does the glory look like? And so we see that this is our normal. We see an explosion of dreams and visions. We get intel. I'm just working at how much intel to give you. You know, there are systems being developed in other countries where absolutely everything you do or say, well, it's happening now, but will actually go through apps on your phone, etc. And if you don't comply with certain directives, you'll be punished and not be able to get passports and tickets and all that. And you go, what is going on? The Lord's shown us so many crazy things. But I tell you what right now, is in the glory, you know, I tell you, this is so cool. If you worship, if you're worshipers and you learn to develop it, it's not just a singing thing. It's a heart thing. I mean, you can have a voice like you sound like a cat stuck in a blender. It doesn't matter. Just, we won't give you a microphone, that's all right? It's your heart connection. And what happens is that for me, is that in worship, something starts to happen in the atmosphere. It's almost like a cloud starts to... And then God speaks out of the cloud. That's what it looks like. Isaiah 68, who are these who fly like clouds? Like doves to their roosts, like doves to their windows. So I love the glory. Who loves the glory? Seriously. Because we're going to do some stuff very soon, Holy Ghost. Now, I've got to touch on the... It says, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, then deep darkness. Now, I've just got to say it because if I can just give it a bit of language, then we can just kick it in the teeth and move on into the glory, okay? So I've just got to address it. So you've got a lot of things going on. It's interesting. I could say a lot of things about this subject because I do a lot of research. And, you know, you from George Orwell's 1984 and Animal Farm, all the way through to historic algorithms, through to, and then the word of the Lord. Now, studying history and understanding it will equip you with wisdom to a point or understanding, but it's still not the prophetic. I can quote you something that I've read and it's correct, but it's still not the prophetic. What's the difference? The prophetic comes with an unction that breaks the yoke. Research does not. Doesn't mean the research is wrong. It just doesn't have the same level of grace on it. So don't read conspiracy. And I didn't say conspiracy theory. So don't read conspiracy and palm it off as the prophetic. It's actually fraudulent. So when you get something from the Lord, it comes straight from Him to you. Can someone say amen? So I'm going to read to you some conspiracy that's extremely naughty. And it's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 94, verses 20 to 23. You can put that up, please. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises or plans evil by law, have fellowship with God? So there's a throne of iniquity. There's a power source of darkness changing things through legislation. In the Hebrew, it's decree. It's statutes. And so what you have here, the people who have the ability to make decrees, whether they're rulers, sovereigns, governments, etc., it says, I'll read it again, shall the throne of iniquity, because there's actually a demonic entity behind it, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you, God. So they're devising evil by law. So they're making evil legal. They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. Well, that sounds very familiar, doesn't it? But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and have cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord, our God, shall cut them off. So what we have right now is that you've got legislation around the world almost in lockstep calling good evil and evil good. Now, if we are sons of God, which we are, filled with the Holy Spirit and led, everything we do and say and think will be assessed by Him who sits on the throne. No matter how it's dressed up with language and cutesied up and clever, if something is an affront to God, it needs to be an affront to us. But I do know there's a spirit of intimidation where people shrink back because there are demonic spirits that intimidate people. So you have here, across the world, you've got legislation actually calling evil good and good evil. And so if we can change language, you change language first, you change a culture, you change a generation. And language is being changed. I studied psychology at university, and ontology is the nature of reality. Language shapes reality. If you can change language and call evil good and good evil, then people go, oh, this is okay. What happens when evil takes place? Let's do a reverse. When you worship God, you take communion, you love, you bless the Lord, you pray in the Spirit, the heavens start to open up. God dwells in the praises of His people. Where any two or more gathered in His name, He's there. When you do evil, you shed innocent blood, you curse, you steal, you murder, gates of hell open up. That's what happens. It's quite straightforward. If you legislate evil, what happens? You start to flood a nation with darkness. And this has happened around the world. Now, when all this took place, beginning of last year, we could see the build-up to it. And God would show us some things prophetically, but also too because we're well-researched. The sons of Issachar didn't just get ecstatic downloads. They were actually highly educated and intelligent. Did you know that Daniel, when he was serving in Nebuchadnezzar's court, he was highly educated? There's nothing wrong with education as long as it doesn't become the ruling factor in how you see things. Because the things of God can often be foolishness to man. So we have these really interesting situations. Who wants to hear a little bit of a spiritual dynamic, seriously? Okay. Right at the moment, so Daryl's decreed something. He's joined with you guys regarding somewhere in Australia. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So what you have is there used to be in Australia the Quarantine Act. And it's really interesting because there's this book called the Torah that really believes in washing hands in running water and putting people in quarantine so it doesn't spread. So Australia had a Quarantine Act, but that got changed in 2015 to the Biosecurity Act. So what you have is last year, And it's a real virus. It's a real virus. But what took place is this. All these laws came in we've never seen before around the world. You'll find this fascinating. The word keeps being used, draconian. Who's heard the word draconian? It comes from the Greek ruler, Draco. And his laws were so strict, often involved capital punishment or at least severe fines. And there was no wiggle room, draconian. It comes from the word Draco, and you'd find it interesting that there's a constellation in the universe called Draco, and it really is the dragon. And so when you actually, and I've just got to say it as it is, because otherwise I'm not worth my salt, is that you have so many things taking place that are explained and they're plausible. Just because something is plausible doesn't mean it's true. Now, I'm not talking about your country. I'm talking about the other country across the ditch. Governments now around the world are technocratic. What does that mean? Is they outsource their expertise and the experts are running, unelected experts are running because somebody said in this and this. This is what we're... I've got to outline the season and the time. Everything's changed. I don't remember voting this person. And in our country, we have the Biosecurity Act, where pretty much chief health officer, medical officer runs the country on a level of consultation. And we're seeing draconian measures where in certain parts of Australia, you need to get the vaccination. And yet when there's shutdown, it doesn't change anything. And yet you have big gatherings of football games and you can't have more than 5 people in a home or 30 people in a public place. That's draconian. Do you know what? We're getting beaten into submission. And tonight, we're going to learn how to rise up in Jesus' name. And I'm not talking about civil unrest. I'm talking about it is not by might. It is not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O mountain? You will become a plain. And the building will be completed with shouts of grace, grace. And so this is why we need wisdom. That was a very strong opening. Okay. Oh. Can I tell you an interesting dream?
Yeah.
Now, this is anecdotal. So it's someone's encounter. You can judge it and weigh it. Now, I know everyone has different theological perspective on their escapology. Sorry, eschatology. Everyone has different persuasions. So, whoa, Holy Ghost. Huh. Holy Spirit, thank you. Oh, where was I? Okay, so, it's just a drinks break. And so, Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Gosh, you love your people, Lord. Wow. Okay. So this is anecdotal. So I'm allowed to share anecdotes as long as I qualify it. So, man of God from the North Island, Maori, has an encounter, has a lot of encounters, this man. Very, very humble. And, yeah, the real deal. So sharing with me that he had an encounter. He was taken outside the earth. He's in the outer space. He's looking down. Now, can you give me an unqualified yet? Could you think you can handle this? Can I have a yes? Oh, good. I just, because I don't want to be blamed for anything. Okay, good. So anyway. So he's in outer space. And he's looking and he sees a constellation of stars and it joins together and it becomes a white horse. The white horse comes and I think it came close to him and looked at him and went down on the earth. But here's what's weird. The white horse, behind it came a lot of things that weren't right, almost unclean. And it goes back into space and becomes stars again. Then he's looking. And then he sees a black horse, he sees a star's form, becomes a black horse. And if I remember correctly, The black horse comes and looks at him. He says, I am fire. Then he's now back on the earth and he sees fire coming out of the sky. He sees all these hectic things. He sees armies. He sees stuff. I don't want to focus on that. He's calling out to his family, for his church. There's smoke everywhere. Because it's in the spirit. Now, he told me he went to bed at 10 and he went straight in the spirit, and then he found himself, when this encounter finished, he was downstairs on the couch, fully dressed in the lounge room an hour before sunrise. Wow. He doesn't know how it happened. So in the last part of this encounter, he said the thick smoke, and he could hear his family and his church. He finds them, and it's like he could pull it out the way like this. And then it's beautiful and sunny, and he goes out. He said it was beautiful. It was like, oh. And he saw a shadow on the ground, and he knew if he went under the shadow, he'd be safe. He goes, and there's got a bit of glory on this. This is the good part. He's now, his son's with him, his kids are with him. And he's looking at the shadow, and he knows we'll be protected. And he goes, wow, I've never seen a tree like this. He's looking at this big branch and these roots coming out. And he's going, I've never seen a tree like this. It was multicolored. Multicolored, spectacular. And then he looked closer and he realized it wasn't a huge multi. It's about two or three stories. It wasn't a huge multicolored tree. It was a huge multicolored eagle. And then his son looked up and he was terrified. He said, it's going to kill us. And the eagle spoke and says, I'm not here to kill you. I'm here to save you. Stuff is happening at the moment, and God wants us walking closely with him. Can someone say amen? Amen. I can't get up here and throw you lollies and sweets with no nourishment. There's got to be, I've got to go there, because otherwise it's not prophetic whatsoever. Can someone say amen? Amen. All right, here we go. Now we're going to talk about ancient paths. But I'm excited. I'm excited. Who has visions? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're okay. They're legal. Okay, just ask Janet. She has five before breakfast. She just does. And so, because God wants to speak to you through these things. We need seers. We need prophets. We do. And so all these encounters actually, like, they're actually giving us intel of where to go forward. But I remember a year, I didn't know COVID was coming. I honestly didn't. You know, God speaks to me all the time, but I can tell you this. A year before COVID happened, Noah appeared on the wall of our church. Yeah. Noah appeared on the wall of our church. I'm like, this is so weird. And a door was ajar between heaven and earth. And I didn't get the feeling it was opening. The Lord spoke to me. Who wants to hear a bit of detail? Seriously. All right. He had on him Redeemer of creation. Before you start having a theological twitch, he wasn't the Redeemer. Jesus is the Redeemer. But maybe he's the Redeemer of Redeemers, like he's the King of Kings, like he's the High Priest of the priesthood. And I'm seeing him. You want to know really another interesting factor? He was 8 foot tall. I don't get it. Maybe it was back then, you know. And why would someone see the cloud of witnesses? When the cloud of witnesses manifests, I did say we would go there tonight. The cloud of witnesses manifests because they represent a judgment. Has anyone ever had a vision of, or an encounter where there's John G. Lake or Smith Wigglesworth, someone, has anyone seen that? Now put your hand up real high. I want to see it. Yeah, that's a judgment on infirmity. When you see something like that, has anyone ever had an encounter around John Alexander Dowie, anything like that? Yes or no? Because that would be government and also, it doesn't mean he finished it, but government and also healing. This is what happens. And God gives us a heads up. So we saw that and I said, you know what? The earth is about to change. And for 1 year, we preached on repentance and renewing the mind. So when COVID came, our people were ready. Can someone say hallelujah? This is why, because he loves us. He wants to show us stuff. And so what's exciting is when he shows you something, you go, oh my gosh, there's the pathway. I can repent, renew my mind, and this is what that looks like. So ancient paths. We're going to start with Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, if you can put that up, please. It starts with, well, verse 5, it says, to him who loved us and washed us in his blood, and he has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. I thought we were Christians. What's this king's priest business? John went to the most incredible encounter. Actually, the book of Revelation is a series of visions. And what happens, right at the beginning, John recognizes that Jesus has made those who follow him kings and priests. What does that even mean? I'll tell you what right now. I know I understand cultural convenience, language and vernacular, but nowhere does God call you his little Christian. He doesn't call you. Looks down, oh, my little Christians. I love my Christians. They came in Antioch. You're a son or a daughter of the king. If you don't understand that, one day go, oh, I'm not sure about Christianity like this. I might look into something else. But if you understand you're a son or a daughter, it's very hard to unson and undaughter yourself. Because you receive an inheritance. You can't earn it. Faith lays a hold of it. Everything you do is not a works program per se. It's faith without actions is dead, and faith lays a hold of what already is. So the Lord says, you're a king and a priest. You're going, wah, 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 what? Now, I've heard before, yes, kings are business people and priests are the fivefold. I don't believe that. I believe everyone is part of something so magnificent. Going forward from this season into the new season that was shared this morning, it's been shared around fellowship, I believe we are in a bridging season. I believe we're in a Davidic season where there is levels of warfare that God will give us grace to perform because something magnificent is going to be birthed through you and I in Jesus' name. Can someone say amen? So it says he's made us kings and priests. Wow, that's amazing. Well, this is new. It is not. It's original design. It's original design. Now, what happens is you go, are you saying I'm a king and a priest? No, I'm not. He is. He says you're royalty. Royalty acts a certain way because it's not about you. It's about the crown. It's about the house, the household. And you start going, are you saying I'm royalty? Yes, Jesus says you're royalty. What's so amazing about royalty? Royalty rules. This is now at the moment. I understand some of you are, you look like from here. You look like a calf looking at a new gate. You're royalty, and we have to renew our mind. So you go, well, this is new. So some of you are going, this is new, and some of you are going, this is news to me. And the Lord goes, no, it's original design. You were always kings and priests. So let's read God's original design before man changed it. And this is the key to coming into what God has for us. If we could go to Exodus chapter 19, when God outlines the whole process of delivering Israel from Egypt. And the Lord said, you see what I did to the Egyptians? And how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Just keep that up there. I got invited to a retreat with guy who's heard of David Hogan. Yeah. So he was very generous. He had me and a bunch of guys fly out to Colorado. He paid for me and my family went snow skiing. All on him. Amazing. But I was at the end of the year. Some of you guys have served the Lord for a long time. The end of the year can get a bit. Bit of a crispy critter, bit like, and so over Christmas, you know, and what happens is you're really tired, and there's Christmas, there's people coming around everywhere, and then your introvert part goes, smile, family's here, and I had a rough summer. Then we went to Colorado, and all these people worshiping, and I'm like this. And I'm just going, what am I doing? So when you get tired, the devil starts beating up on you. When you get tired, he starts giving you a bit of a flogging. He starts preaching to you, and you're sort of like, your hands are sort of like, how you going? Yeah, good. You know? And I'm like this, and I'm like, oh, what am I even doing here? And I had an encounter, and I saw Jesus. So it was three sections. And a section, an aisle, a section, aisle, and a section. And I was on the far left facing the stage. And I saw Jesus walking like this. And I'm going, oh, what have I done? No. And I'm like, Jesus is coming, look busy. No. Look. And so he's walking like this. And then he comes over like this. And he, because if for all the people who have encounters, I haven't seen that. I've seen the Lord laugh, but I generally don't see his lips move. I don't see angels' lips move. They just stand there and everything they're carrying just comes onto you. And they're sort of like, and you're like, and they're like, you're like, got it. All right, so it's true. It's like they, because they don't have to talk. It's just like, and you're like going, it's how it happens. And so he's walking up to me and he goes, Todd, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And then you go, but I went to the front and received Christ in a meeting and I did. No, you couldn't have come to him unless he drew you. And you go, oh my gosh, in the same way, you don't call yourself a royal priesthood, you just are because he's called you that. And we have to start to lay a hold of what that looks like so we ascend into our rightful place. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and now how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you should be a special treasure to me above all the people. You're a special treasure. My wife used to call me treasure because I had such a sunken chest. Okay. For all the earth is mine. Here we go. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. God says to Israel, the whole nation, you will be a kingdom of priests. These are the words. This is original design. And you know what happened? You can read it in Exodus and Deuteronomy. They said, we don't want it. We're afraid that God's speaking to man and that he lives, but we're afraid we'll die. This is what they did. They said, we don't want to pay the price for intimacy. We want the benefits of covenant, but we don't want intimacy. Moses, you be the priest and we will receive the rules. They rejected royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests. It was the whole nation was to hear from God and walk in power and have intimacy. And from the beginning, man said, I don't want it. If you don't, this is language. If you don't embrace that you are a king and a priest, that God says you are a royal priesthood, you'll get stuck in powerless Western Christianity. You will. But tonight, God's decreeing who you are and what you can do, because it's not about what you've initiated, it's what he's initiated, and you just have to respond to what he's already done. Praise God. So I'm going to just skip on the mountaintop so we can go into practical in a second. So we know that the priesthood in the Levitical priesthood with Aaron and his sons is fulfilled. Jesus died once and for all and fulfilled it. There's no blood sacrifice required anymore. There's no more priesthood with the Levites. It's fulfilled. Jesus fulfilled it. What does that even look like? What is it? And it goes way deeper than this. Even if I was to do deductive reasoning, we read in Genesis 14, Psalm 110, Hebrews chapter 5-7, there is one priesthood that remains, and Jesus is the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This is real. Now, what's crazy is it actually says in Hebrews, he says, we have much to teach you, but you're not ready to receive it. You're too immature. And so there's a mystery. Now, this is what I'm not going to do. I don't feel that it's key to go into who is Melchizedek. Because there is a level of legitimacy in finding that out. Some say Shem, some say it's a priesthood. But you start to speculate, what's important is this. Is this an eternal priesthood? Jesus is the high priest, and we're not the high priest. Jesus is the high priest. So you go, hang on, we're kings and priests. Jesus is the king of kings and the high priest to the priesthood. This is what he says. Now, this stuff exploded on our radar. I've heard stuff years ago. I want to explain something. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So, here's the deal. Maybe 10 years ago, I heard stuff that the Melchizedek era replaces the fivefold era. I do not believe that. I'll tell you why. Because the fivefold is to equip until. And trust me, we are not in until. Into a perfect man. Now, I really, please, I'm not talking about positional and theological. Please, I need, if you are perfect, stand up. You've arrived, you're perfect. Daryl, that's enough. Because what happens is this. This is what I believe. And I can substantiate it, but we're going to skip over it. Is that everyone says yes to Jesus is a son of God. Everyone, you say yes to Jesus, you're part of his family. Can someone say amen? You're also a royal priesthood. Everyone, everyone. But then you have the fivefold, and the fivefold is only a very small group in a very large body. Maybe 5 to 10%. So when we make everything about the fivefold, we bottleneck it. Now, this is very important. Jesus, when he was resurrected, he spoke to John through the letters, and he said, I hate the teaching of the Nicolaitans. The teaching of the Nicolaitans is the fivefold, or, you know, I'm going to tell you a secret. It's just between you and me and whoever else you decide to tell. Not everyone that calls himself fivefold is fivefold. This is why we need to weigh and judge and discern. Okay? And so what took place is that in the first century, second century, etc., as people became bishops, and bishops are legitimate, as we know in Timothy, but unless the bishop baptizes you in water, it's not a real baptism. It's not this, that, and the other. And Jesus said, I do not want the alleged fivefold dominating the priesthood. But we have to honor the fivefold. This is the balance. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
And so you go, oh my gosh. Now, I'm going to tell you a miracle. Is I was preaching about a year and a half ago, and as I'm preaching, I was thinking two thoughts at the same time. That's a miracle. You can't do it, especially men. I'm preaching, and as I'm preaching, God started to speak to me like from the back of my head without breaking the flow of my talking. Do you know what he said to me? Now, I have an apostolic call in my life. It is what it is. He said, I hear this, I'm preaching like this. And he goes, this is a temporary arrangement. I'm thinking, what am I, Ananias, Sapphira? What's going on? He goes, this is a temporary arrangement. He said, in eternity, you will not be an apostle, but you'll always be my son. And this is why my identity isn't in what I do. Now, you know, I met some people. In Auckland, I have pastors meeting, and someone goes, have you got a card? And I went, I actually don't. But if I was to put it on a card that I'm an apostle, I would base it on, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and it would be Todd Weatherly, scum of the earth. That's what Paul says. We've become the offscourings, the filth. despised, rejected. You know what happens is this. The fivefold needs to be honored, but the fivefold is a service gift. Can someone say amen? I glory in the fact that I'm a son. Who's excited? Seriously. All right. Okay, so you go, okay, what is this? Why is this such a big deal with Melchizedek? I'll tell you why. You ready? God separated the powers. You're a king, you're a priest. In Melchizedek, you're a king and a priest. You're both. That is crazy. That's a game changer. That's a game changer. If you're stuck in Western Christianity, you'll be watching the signs, reading the newspaper, which most of them aren't true anyway. They spin. No, spin. You get, what's clever is you get things that are relatively factual and then you put a spin on it. And then all of a sudden you're confused. And so what you got, hang on, let me just. Is the royal priesthood. If we don't engage it, we get stuck. It says here, what does a priest do? Now, I'm just going to cut to the chase because I want us to get into some ministry in a minute. I believe through scripture, the pathway to rulership is through worship. It's worship first. Because David was a worshiper, he ministered unto the Lord, and then he became a great king. Saul was never a worshiper, and he became a king first. And he was a terrible king. Even though he looked like a supermodel and was head and shoulders, he had the fear of man. He was small in his own eyes. And so you go, okay, I'm a priest. I'm a royal priest. What does that even look like? I'll tell you what it looks like. Jesus is our sacrifice. According to Romans 12, we are living sacrifices because we're co-crucified. And now we offer up spiritual sacrifices. You go, well, what does that even look like? I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like pathways opening between heaven and earth. The book of Hebrews is known as the heavenly epistle. If you want to read the true Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you study Hebrews because it's talking about heaven and earth converging through the priesthood. The Levitical priesthood was obsessed with earthly matters, a God manifesting on the earth. Now God is obsessed with his people coming up to him, being the gates, and then manifesting on the earth. This is what he's obsessed about. So we read it, if we can put up 1 Peter, I have to substantiate it. I don't want to make broad sweeping statements I can't substantiate. 1 Peter 2, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are. You're a royal priesthood. Says it in Revelation. It says it in Exodus. It says you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You're going, great. Now, this is the game changer. You go, so praising God, yes. Worshiping, yeah. Will I do that? Put up Psalm 47. And says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. With all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of the earth. Sing praises with understanding. When you do something you've always done, but you add understanding, that key will open doors to the invisible world. When you take wisdom and understanding, Jesus said to the scribes and the lawyers, this is woe to you in the book of Luke. He said, you have the key of knowledge and you take it away. You don't enter the invisible doors and you stop people from entering. When you can do something you've always done, but if you add understanding, you will get a different result. And it says, sing praises with understanding, with wisdom. Praise God. So you go, what does that mean? It means this. Now, I'm not just like, yeah, cool, yeah, that was great, Daryl, love how you landed that, where's fantastic, great, worship leader, that was it was actually really, really good, you know, you were starting to sing Two-Edged Sword, like pretty much you're on point with what's happening tonight in the Holy Ghost, and that's fantastic, yeah, I like this song, yeah, on this one, not so much, yeah, oh, I like this one, yeah, oh, not this one, you go, it's not about you, it's about him. And what happens is God invites you to come to him as a royal priest. And look, I just like take this the right way, but you're actually a bit of a big deal. Why? Because you're in him? You're a big deal. But when you bring it down to, I'm a bit tired and that's not my, I don't know. Oh, I like the bridge. Yeah, the bridge. I'm back to the verse. Here comes the bridge. Chorus is okay. I'm back to the verse. We make it into such a base thing that we have to get seduced by the melody to enter into glory. When you see that you're a royal priest, you offer up to the King of Glory. He doesn't want blood. It actually says he did not delight in the blood of bulls and goats. It says, but Jesus is now our sacrifice, and we're now living sacrifices who offer up spiritual sacrifices. As a high priest, he stands in the gap for us through the veil of his flesh, and we as priests, through our high priest, we offer things that carry substance in the spirit world. It carries substance. They went into, I'm telling you, I love this stuff. There were impossible situations and an inferior covenant and all through the old covenant. Impossible. But they put faith in the word of the Lord and spiritual substances like sending out the worshippers and as Chronicles 20:20 before the army actually brought angelic invasion. When you understand you're a royal priest, you're not just singing. You are offering up spiritual sacrifices. You're offering up a substance where the angel of the Lord can surf in to deliver. You start to see that. You're going, you mean this is now? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Who's excited? Seriously. Last year, something happened in March. Someone gave this. I was talking to Brian Tamaki last week, man of God. And he said this, and I was very impressed. He said, only in history, two things that have touched the whole world. Noah's flood and COVID shutdown. And I'm like, you can't argue with that. Something changed. Do you know what happened? This is a big deal. The tabernacle of David, according to the book of Acts and Amos, is possibly, you could paraphrase it, it's a tabernacle of Melchizedek, spiritual sacrifices. Corporate worship around the world shut down like that. What does that mean? That means the heavens, when you worship, they dilate. When you complain and grumble and do the wrong thing, they contract. And when you shut down corporate worship, it shuts down angels ascending and descending. This is why we have to contend to be able to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the habit of some. Now, I praise God for Jesus meeting people in the upper Zoom. Oh, we're in lockdown. Oh, this is good stuff, Wes. Good stuff. Love it. Like. Your hair's sticking out over here. You got morning breath. You're in your pajamas. You're arguing with a wife. Love heart. Amen. Oh, glory. Yes. Wow. Oh, good stuff, Wes. Jana, that's brilliant. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to the toilet. Come back. Love heart. Like. Oh, glory. Faithful followers. It ain't the same. Guess what happened? The tabernacle of David is actually about the ingathering of the Gentiles, the harvest, because of angels ascending and descending. And that, like this, people got isolated. And guess what happened? The world changed. The enemy is terrified of your corporate worship. He is terrified because that, what happens is God, according to Psalm 22, God dwells in the praises of his people. He's terrified. He does not want you meeting together. You go, well, how did just because everyone went in the summer and this? No, I guarantee you the only reason you're meeting now because someone somewhere was praying. You go, oh, when things go back to normal. What? This is in the spirit. Did you know when darkness manifests, it doesn't go, wow, I've got my foot on the neck of the church. Oh, is that the time? Smoker, I've got to have lunch. I'll give him a, no. They'll just keep piling on. Why are you meeting? Because people prayed. Please do not take it for granted. Please do not take it for granted. We can't fall into a spirit of spiritual slumber. The urgency is crazy. While it seems like nothing's happening, things are happening behind the scenes all across the world. Holy Ghost. It says in Exodus, this is a big deal. We're about to get going. We're going to minister to the Lord in a second. Wait, are you guys okay? Is this all right? Exodus 28 is what God says. I can feel the love of God, I'm telling you. Moses, take Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel. Why? Why? So he may minister to me. You know what? Did you know when you praise the Lord? We need wisdom, okay? Protocols. Because Jesus did it. Jesus shed his blood. It's his righteousness. It's through him. And then we you want powerful worship. Line up with biblical paradigms. And when you understand protocols, then what happens is this. Your heart starts to connect. Don't do the, they praise me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. When you start to connect with your heart, do you know what happens? It ministers to the Lord. Your worship to him is precious. It's not about your voice, the harmonies, the band. It's your heart. And a spiritual sacrifice goes up. God wants you to minister to him. That's the job of a priest. Not like we're going to praise the Lord and get everything ready for the preaching. Or I need a breakthrough. No, lay it all down. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and all these things will be added. So we need to put away and cultivate regular time just to minister to him. Something changes. You go somewhere. Where do you go? I'll tell you where you go. I'm not going to tell you where to go, but the Lord will. Please put in Hebrews chapter 12. But you've come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You know what happens? So the Bible is written in this way. It has an immediate, literal, historical context. But because of the prophetic, you have layers. There are scriptures that says it's specifically Zion in Jerusalem, as we know today, the Temple Mount. But then you start to drill down and there's prophetic fulfillment. But here, it blows it out the water. Because you've got Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Did you know when you praise God, you connect with Zion? You connect with Zion. You connect with Zion. That's the most favorite place in the universe. It actually, God says he loves the gates of Zion more than the tents of the dwelling of Jacob. You start to go to Zion. We've got to get up our frequent flyer points. When you keep going to Zion, according to Exodus chapter 15, verse 17, you become planted. When they went through the Red Sea and they sang the song of Moses and Miriam and they worshipped him, yeah, they said, Lord, you will plant us in the mountain of your inheritance. When you keep going to Zion, you keep worshiping, you get planted there. What does that mean? When you cultivate regular worship and you go, oh, is that the time I have to go to work? And you get in the car and you go, I'm still in Zion. You're walking to the shops. The shops feel very Zion-y. People start to manifest because you're being planted in the glory and the demons are terrified. Do not think you just worship. Now I'm not. Now I am. No, you get planted there because that's where you belong. Why is Zion so exciting? I tell you why. Psalm 110, the most quoted psalm or scripture in the whole New Testament from the Old Testament. The Lord said to my Lord, let's get into the translations. Yahweh said to Adonai, supreme, loving, creator, father said to my master. Yahweh said to Adonai, sit at my right hand. This is military, I'm telling you. Until I make your enemies your footstool. Sit at my right hand. Gosh, I should have preached on Noah's Ark tonight. All right. Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Yes, next one. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength. Out of where? Zion. That's what's so crazy. When you continually worship, you go there. You go there. I'm all for decrees because I do it. Speak to the mountain. You got agreement, all those things. But it's not just how you say it. It's where you say it from. The scepter, The rod, the ruler, comes out of Zion. If you want to change the world, make it your priority to minister to the Lord as a royal priesthood. And you continually do that, you'll get planted in the place of rulership. This is how it works. This is how it works. The Lord will send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people should be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So this is the deal. I tell you what, this morning and tonight, tomorrow morning and tomorrow night is going to be the grand finale. It's epic. But we're building here. This is a building exercise. It's all the same message but four parts. Who wants to meet the Lord and ascend in the place of Zion? Who does that? Because that's actually what you're already seated there in heavenly places with Him, according to Ephesians 2. And when you worship, you come into alignment with what already is. But that's where you rule and reign. But you don't understand, I've got massive relational issues in my life. The Lord says, rule and reign. What about health? Rule and reign. What about finances? Rule and reign. You've heard about what's happened. In our church, by the grace of God, people are getting supernatural debt cancellation, mortgages paid off, lands given, vehicles, brand new vehicles. It's real. Why? Because heaven is so superior to the earth. So superior. Who wants to hear a supernatural anecdote? Okay. If I spend a lot of time in this, and I'm journeying it out, I'm not an expert. If I spend a lot of time hanging with the Lord and worshiping, the atmosphere around me feels different. It's like, so this is how I can describe it. Everything feels lighter and cleaner and you feel younger, but everything feels heavier and more solid. It does. You go, oh, that's well, great. I mean, what does that mean? It means this. When you go to that place, you're speaking from a solid dimension and you're speaking into mountains made of vapor, problems made of vapor. Where's that in the Bible? Psalms, James, man in this age is but a vapor compared to the glory. The glory is more solid than this. This is the vapor. And when you worship, you go into the solid. Who's excited? And then you speak to the vapor. When Jesus was resurrected, he walked through the wall and they went, it's a spirit. He's a vapor walking through a solid wall. He says, no, Jesus, he said, touch me. I'm solid. He said, the wall is a vapor, I'm solid. This is why we love the glory. When you spend time, and this is how everything gets changed. You go to Zion, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Do you know how this works? I'm going to land with a story, and then we're going to play that music if we can in a minute. You guys doing okay quickly? Yes? Okay. We need to pray for government. It's a big deal. In Adelaide, they passed full-term abortion laws. They legislated evil. Oh, you know, these are the reasons. What? Now, that's not an issue that, like, you know, but I tell you, I can't, it's a shocker. I'm sorry. You know why? Because it's a shocker to God. It's innocent blood. It's innocent blood. Do you know the time Moses came, Jesus came, there was infanticide. God is sending deliverers to the earth. There's no accidents. Even if it was not planned, it was with God. Serious. So we started, a lot of my church started doing protests and marches and all these different things. And then we were a bit naive. We just thought the people in government were looking out the windows and going, oh, they think, you know, they're going to be like King Louis in the French Revolution. We don't know what we're going to do. They didn't care. And everything went through as a private member's bill. And the Lord said, why don't you take the mountain? And what started happening on a very supernatural level, we started being contacted by senators, federal MPs, state MPs, coming to us, partnering with us to have believers flood both major parties. Flood. Within months, the demographic has changed. Do you know how freaked out that the ruling powers are? So many believers are becoming active members and they're being discipled in politics and government. You go, oh, I'm not into politics. No, that's fine. Don't. You've got people making decisions on your behalf that are not in your interest. That's fine. Don't worry about it. That's okay. We'll just protest. It won't work. Just saying. Because God wants, it says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, people groan. And so what happened is we're seeing the demographic change. So many believers signing up to influence pre-selections and office and positions within branches, like we're flooding. So what they're doing now, they're seeing so many believers, they're now holding AGMs and pre-selections on Sunday morning, so they hope the Christians don't turn up. And we're contacting all these people and we're saying, don't you dare come to church that day. You better not come to church. And you go, well, that's pretty cool. No, not really. I'll tell you why. Because when you go to Zion all the time, all the mountains come to you. Can we put Micah chapter 4, please? Micah chapter 4. This is so amazing. Micah chapter 4. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the tops of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it. If you recognize through Jesus' words you are a royal priest, and it's an invitation and a command to minister to him, you will be planted in Zion where you rule. You decree things change to offer up spiritual sacrifices, where you will change nations, because it's not about you, because you're doing it from Zion. And God wants you to cultivate. God wants you to cultivate love for heavenly dimensions. You know, it says in Colossians 3, it says, set your affection on things above. I'm going to finish with this and then we're going to praise the Lord. Who's excited? I'm telling you right now, we're seeing it. This is not like, oh, nice word. We're seeing it. Because legislation is enacting evil from a throne of iniquity. And if you are a royal priesthood, if you're a king or a queen, you need to rule. We need to rule. That dream where the white horse went through the earth, the white horse in Revelation, is the saints clothed in white linen. But in this occasion, behind the white horse was bad things, uncleanness. Because much of the church is not ready. And we need to get so excited. Now, I'll just say this. You can like close your eyes and, I love you, Jesus. That's okay, but you have to cultivate it. You have to give yourself over to this. You're talking to someone, I mean, it hasn't happened for a while. Well, I go, I'm going to seek the Lord today. Got my Bible out. Going to seek the Lord. I'm going to hear from God. And then all of a sudden, it's like an invisible force is making me go, I don't want to read the Bible. And I'm sitting there and I'm like tormented and I don't want to do it. And I'll tell you what, I've been there. It's a flesh. It's a carnal nature. But when I start to cultivate, Jesus, you know where I'm at. I just praise your name. I love you. And you start to, if you want to cultivate this, we're going to go into detail and crazy stories tomorrow morning. Study out Psalms. Study out how God's people praised him and used their praises. And you start to realize, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful deeds for the children of men. Men rebelled against the words of the Most High and they drew near to the gates of death. And their soul fainted within them. But they cried out to the Lord. He sent his word and healed them. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works for the children of men. And you start to realize God's so good. But Western Christianity is semi-paralyzed. It's a Hebraic reality, which is Action Jackson. Faith without works is dead. And the least we can do, I tell you what, most of my greatest breakthroughs came because I decided to praise the Lord in spite of how I felt and my circumstances, because he gives his angels charge over you. You heard the dream before. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He'll put his feathers over you. He'll protect you. Things are happening. The season has changed. Everything's changed. God has put you on the earth now because he knew you had the capability in Christ to completely overcome and change history. That's why you're here. You're here. Seeking comfort zones is evaporating. Things are changing so quickly. So quickly. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
Holy Ghost. Obadiah 1:17. You know that book we read all the time? It says, in Zion, there will be holiness, there will be deliverance, and people will possess their possessions. I need a breakthrough. Yeah, good, good, brilliant. It's not down here. There's nothing down here. There's nothing down here. Everything you need's there. Everything you need's there. You're already there. You're physically here, but you're there. What's on the earth? Well, there's a word called bios, which is biological life. And biological life is under the curse of death, and everything's winding down, called entropy in the second law of thermodynamics, supercalifragilistic. And so, nothing here. I'm looking for answers. Don't look for them in relationships. Be empowered to love someone. You know, this is some of my own personal stuff. No one on this earth will fully understand you. They won't. It's not designed that way. And not be free. I'll tell you what right now. You hang out with the Lord and worship. Do you know what? You're understood. There. You are. Did you know that the things that you do that no one sees or appreciates, it's seen there and you're appreciated. You're loved. And guess what starts to happen? You start getting overtaken by the love of God. And you go, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. You love me. And guess what happens? It starts to, because you build, you get planted, it starts to invade. The only place you're truly free is when you're in the love of God. And then you rule over all things. You won't even love your own life compared to what you feel. You know what David said? He says, your love is better than life. And I'll tell you what, this Melchizedek priesthood brings us into such freedom, you rule and reign. You've only had a snippet. Buildings paid off, the dead raised, all types of miracles. But I'll tell you what, you were created for the glory, not Western Christianity. You were created. If you can just get the song I've sent, you just get that ready in a second. I'm just priming you if you can. And even the lyrics, that'd be great. But this is what we're going to do. You've been armed with the key of understanding tonight. And this is what we do. Daryl, we've been speaking on this for months. Months. You are amazing. You are. Stop thinking like, I'm this age, I'll do this, and this is my life. And da-da. No. That's not how God sees you. We have to build into renewing our mind and not stay in unbelief and depression. And that's what the glory. Now, this is why the glory is so cool, because what took a long time, if you cultivate worship and touch the glory, things change quickly. They do. I know that I know that I know. You know those stories I just shared with you? Did you know at the moment, talking with Daryl and others, there are such amazing things pending in our church and our lives that I'm not at liberty to share. This is not the best stuff. Because I don't have to, I get one word from the Lord and I've got to share it with everyone. No, the Lord says, let it grow on the inside of you. It's actually an intimate detail. I want to show you something. You know, this stuff is so real. But this is what we're going to do. I want us to, in a second, it says, I'll enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I'll enter his courts with praise. I don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to do. But here's the deal. When you praise the Lord, you go there. In Song of Songs, we got people going, I'm waiting for revival. And the Lord goes, no. My beloved came skipping on the tops of the mountains and came down and says, come away with me. And she goes, no, the time's not now. Then he went back and she goes, where's my beloved? This is what's happening tonight. You are being wooed. You are being wooed into meeting with him because he's calling you away with him. He wants to plant you in the house, in the mountain of his inheritance. You belong to him. And when you praise God, now this is what we're going to do. In a minute, I'll get you to stand. And before we praise the Lord, you're going to present yourself as a royal priest. And know that when you start to praise the Lord, you're offering up a spiritual sacrifice. And guess what happens? Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. When you offer up that sacrifice, when you offer up that substance, It actually says God dwells in that. He dwells in it. And you know what? You ready for this? If you cultivate worship, not just here, but at home a lot. I'm not going to say every day because everyone will get into some legalistic bondage. Oh, I missed today. It's not going to work. No. If you cultivate it, I'm going to tell you this. You'll start seeing prayers answered you've never prayed, but are in your heart because you're in the right place. Heaven knows what you're going through. And rather than being consumed with what you need, you get consumed with the one who's worthy to be worshipped. Who knows this is the word of the Lord? This is what New Zealand needs. This is what Australia needs. The fivefold hasn't been dispensed. We need the fivefold, but we need to know now we are royal priests. Close your eyes for a second. I want you to see that you're about to stand in the presence of the King. I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to start to praise the Lord. As you praise the Lord, I want you to see that you're offering up a substance that's coming out of your heart and it's well-pleasing. You're going to minister to Him. Don't just worry about the song. If you don't know the song, you can sing in the Spirit, whatever, and we'll see what we're going to do. I'll get Rob up in a second, wherever you are, and we'll go into some worship in a sec. I'm going to pray. I want you to put your hands out in front in the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, I just thank you now in the name of Jesus that right now, according to the order of Melchizedek, I thank you, Lord, there is a royal priesthood in this room. I thank you, Lord, right now that the way through is the way up. The way forward is the way up. And right now, you call us to meet you up on the mountain. Holy Spirit, I thank you for an explosion of encounters in this room. Holy Spirit, I thank you for translation. I thank you for visions. I thank you for miracles. I thank you for bondages broken in the name of Jesus because of the glory. Lord, I thank you as we come to you in worship. Lord, you're going to meet us in the air. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Just give it a moment. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yes, okay. Stand up, please. Stand up, please. Just stay focused on the Lord. And I want you to just praise the Lord. We're going to do this. Rob, if you can come up here, please. If we can play that song. But I just want you to offer this up to the Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. So we'll play the song first. I'll just get you in position. Holy Ghost. Play that if you can. Shalababa. You always enter His gates with thanksgiving. Bit more, please. Holy Ghost.
Shining like the sun.
Holy Ghost.
At the trumpet call. Yes, yes, yes.
Woo! I want you guys to join in. We're going to offer up some praises to the Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I don't know if we can go louder, but if you can, it can, it can't, it can't. Here we go. Holy. Go for it.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare the way.
Come on, lift your voice to the King. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, year of jubilee, out of Zion till salvation comes. He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, year of jubilee, out of Zion till salvation comes.
There's no God like Jehovah. Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Come on, say it, church.
There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call,
lift your voice,
it's the year of jubilee.
You're going higher.
Lift up holy hands to the Lord. Let's lift up holy hands to the Lord. You can cut the music. Rob, just start playing those chords if you can. Holy, 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 holy. There we go. That's just a holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy.
Shalabababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab
la la ma la 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 la.
Come on, offer up those spiritual sacrifices.
Sure, la 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 ma 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 ma. Oh la 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 ma la 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 ma 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 ma. Si la 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 la. Oh ra ma la 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 la. Oh la ma la 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 ma ma ra ba 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 ba. Sure, la 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 la. La 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 ma 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 ma.
That's it. Lift your voices. Hallelujah.
Shia da 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 la ma ra ba 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 la la la. So la 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 ma 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 ra ba 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 ba. She la 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 ma ma ra ba la la. So la ba 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 si.
Holy, holy.
La 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 ma 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 ra ba ba la 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 la. Oh mama. Oh la la la.
Something's starting to move.
She ba 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 ro la 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 ma la 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 ma mo. Si da ra ba 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 ba. Ah. La 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 la.
Holy, holy, holy. We love Zion. We love Zion. We love the gates of Zion. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy.
La 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 ma ma la 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 la. Oh ma ma la 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 ma ma la 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 la. Corra baba.
Come on, just bring your praise to the King. Bring your worship to the King. Minister to him as a royal priest.
La 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 la.
Shula la 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 la. We're going to pray for people in a minute, but I just want you to worship a bit longer. Just go deeper. Just go deeper. There's something stirring. Holy, 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 holy. La 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 ma 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 ma. Su la 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 la. Holy, 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 holy. Longer. We're going to start to pray for people. Come on, eyes on the King. Eyes on the King. Just give him a little bit more praise. Come on. Holy Ghost. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Focusing on the Lord. Just drop that down a bit. Wow. You can feel the atmosphere change because it has. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You know, things manifest. Things manifest physically in our body, but nearly every time it's got a spiritual origin. I want you to wave to me because I'm going to pray for you. You get really weird pain down the left side of your stomach. It's intermittent. It's not constant. It manifests in weird ways. Down the left side of your stomach, sometimes it goes across to the middle. Wave to me if that's you. Yep. 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 Holy Ghost. I want you to stand down this side of the altar here. We're going to pray for you. Just stay engaged, guys. I want you to just keep worshiping. Just keep playing those pads. Holy Ghost, we're going to pray. So just, you're going to worship down here, down this side. It's specifically down that side. It's intermittent. And it causes you distress and trauma. Okay. You're just going to gather there. Just, you're going to worship. Before we pray for you, you're going to worship. Okay. Down this side, you've been diagnosed with tumors. But not just that. If you have constant thoughts with demons torment you with the thought of getting cancer, because it's a spirit. You might not even have it, but you constantly think about it. It's a shadow, and we've got to break that shadow. It's actually a shadow. We've got to break that shadow, because you're meant to be under the shadow of the Most High, not under the shadow of darkness. It's constant, and it torments you. As soon as you feel something in your body, you freeze. It's a lying spirit. I want you to come down this side of the altar down here. Down this side of the altar. That's you. It torments you. There we go. Who else? Constantly. You might have even had a diagnosis. Who else? Yep. Come right down the front. Come back a little bit further, please. Closer. Holy, holy. Who else? Some people down the back moving. Holy Ghost. These are just spirits. They're just spirits because you're in the presence of the Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy, 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 holy. Yep, we're just waiting still. Just worship a bit longer. We're going to pray for these people. Come on, come on. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. Out of Zion comes the scepter of rulership. Holy, holy, holy. Just for one more minute, just worship. Just worship one more minute. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Sha la 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 la. Holy, 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 holy. It's getting stronger again. Come on, it's getting stronger again. Come on. God dwells in the praises of his people. Holy, 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 holy. Woo! Holy, 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 holy. Come on. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Come on, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Just keep your eyes on him. Hallelujah. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. These are just loser spirits. Don't worry. It's a tormenting spirit. Holy Ghost. Just keep worshiping. If you've come down for those stomach issues, intermittent pain, especially your left side, put your hand on that area now. Put your hand on that area. The rest of you keep worshiping. Put your hand. We're just going to put your hand on your hand. That's all we're going to do. Holy Ghost. We got catches? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Holy Ghost. I don't want to be praying for backs after this. Praise God. Holy Ghost. Holy, 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 holy. Ministry assistance, please. Or a whole bunch of beanbags. Holy Ghost. Holy, behind these lovely people. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Here we go. You ready? Your hand is Jesus' hand, but we're just going to come into agreement.
Need some ministry assistance. Come up, catchers. Come on.
Holy Ghost. Here we go.
Come up. Any guys that can
fire,
just help
fire,
you.
Fire, 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 fire.
Get up behind.
Fire.
Come on up. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thanks, Murray.
Spirit of burning. Spirit of burning. Spirit of burning. Spirit of burning.
Come around.
Spirit of burning. There we go. Burn it up.
Burn
it up. There we go. There we go. Gone. Gone.
Come on,
gone.
Let's keep worshiping, people.
Jesus.
Come on, let's just keep worshiping the Lord.
Gone. 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 I speak life.
Let's keep ministering to the Lord.
Jesus,
come on.
Jesus, right now, life.
I love
life.
You, Lord.
Life.
I love you, Father.
Life.
I exalt right now, your beautiful
fire
name.
Burning it up, burning it up, burning it up.
Oh,
burning
you're
it up,
wonderful.
Burning it up, burning it up. Holy.
You're magnificent, holy. Lord. You're magnificent, Lord.
Fire, fire,
right right here, right here.
Holy, holy, holy.
You're holy. You're holy. You're holy. You're holy. You're holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy. Harabarunda, you're beautiful, Lord. You're beautiful, Lord. You're beautiful. Shalarabaranda, rabarunda. Gallo rebeden. Allo rebedende rebesi barande, allo rebedende, allo rebedende
rebesi.
I worship you, Lord.
Right now.
I worship you, Lord.
Right now.
I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Ele reverende. Allo rabaranda. Allo reverende. Rebesibarunde. Gula rabaranda. Lay hands on him. Pray for him. Shalarabarunde. Gularabaranda la rabaranda la vasabarunde. Gula Janet, could you go down and pray for that man? Man down with Grant? Allo rabaranda rabaranda. Gula rabaranda rabasabarunda. Gula rabaranda rabasabarunda. Ola rabaranda rabasila rabaranda. We worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. How should I? Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Rapha. Ala Rabarunda. Yeah. Holy, 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 holy. Bala rabarunde rebesi barunda, gola rabaranda rabasa barunde, gola rabaranda rabasa barunde, ula rabarunda. I worship you, I worship you, I worship you alone, Lord. I worship you alone, Lord. I worship you alone, Lord. I worship you alone. Oh, lover, alla rabarunda, allo reverende, alla rabarunda.
Okay. Two. Some people coming forward for all sorts of stuff. We're in the presence of the Lord now. Put your hand on that part of the body you want healing. Seriously. Now, here's the deal. Priests get anointed. They get anointed. But this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Right now, I'm just going to pray. You know, like, we seriously, one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. So we prayed over it. Bunch of people, and this little boy, the eyes were on the Lord. This little boy, he's overweight. His mum said, "What do you want?" And he says, "I want Jesus to take away my big stomach." And the fire of God manifested on him, and he lost a quarter of his body weight instantly. You just have to keep your eyes on the Lord. Now, here's the deal: take your eyes off of this front area, put your eyes on Jesus. And see that your hand is Jesus' hand. Can you do that? Close your eyes, look to Him, and all I'm going to do is pray. You're going to feel something. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now. We are in the presence of the living God, and I just thank you in heavenly places. Infirmity cannot exist. It cannot exist. You anoint your... Oh, here we go. It's just starting to flow. Just starting to flow. I mean, I haven't even prayed yet. You can feel that healing flow right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Come on. Just receive your healing even before we pray. Holy Ghost. There's a healing flow in the room. It's a substance starting to move on you. Holy Ghost. Just lean into that. It's Jesus. The more He gets the glory, the more powerful it manifests. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus... We thank you. It says, in your name, we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. In the name of Jesus, we cast out all infirmity. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now, we cast you out in the name and the blood of Jesus, and we drive you out. Holy Ghost, we just thank you for healing right now. Healing right now. Healing right now. Healing right now. I just thank you. I just thank you. Your hands, your hands, your hands, your healing virtue right now.
See, priests had to be whole. Holy Ghost. That's part of the deal. That's part of the deal. Without blemish. Here we go. Without blemish. That's what he sees you as now. Holy Ghost. Just receive that. Just receive that. Without blemish. Without blemish. Jesus. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Come on. Holy. 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 Give a wave offering to the Lord if you can feel something moving on that part of your body. Give a wave offering to the Lord if you can feel something moving on that part of your body. Come on. Just give a wave offering. Yep. Yep. Holy. There we go. There we go. Just start, as you do it, just start thanking him. Just start moving that part of your body. There we go. A wave offering unto the Lord. Holy Ghost. There we go. There we go. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just look to me for one moment. Tomorrow we're going to anoint people to get their frequent flyer points up in the mountain. Because out of that place, you rule and reign. This is what the Lord taught me. He said, Todd, if you put most of your energy and focus in worshiping me, you don't have to pray much. You don't have to pray much. He wants you. He wants you. You won't have to be content. You won't be contending for. You'll be living from. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go just a little, some more technical points, but we're going to anoint people to be planted in the mountain as inheritance. As I said before, we are seeing insane things that we haven't even prayed for. And then you go, God, I know the Bible says you're good, but you're way gooder than the gooderest I've ever gooded. And it's got nothing to do with how we feel. He is good. Moses says, show me your glory. And God says, I will. I'll show you my goodness. And when you start to lay a hold of that as a priest, to him who overcomes. But that's what he wants. He wants you. He wants your worship. And then you can rule.
Very, very good. Very good. Wow. I want to tell you, if you take a hold of that, it's going to be very profound. For those of you who are part of Living Waters Christian Center, you have just heard why we have such a high value on engaging in praise and worship. You have just heard why. And so those of you who have been part of the New Life movement of churches, that is what we were birthed in. We were birthed in a move of God in 1948 in Saskatchewan, Canada, which was called the Lateran Movement. And one of the great restorations to the body of Christ was the understanding of Tabernacle of David worship, which is intimate worship with the Lord, where God in that environment speaks and releases his word. I want to tell you, that's what we were birthed in, but we've had to contend for it. What you heard tonight is a very significant teaching, and I want to say this, if you're part of Living Waters Christian Center, and especially if you're a leader and elder, I want you to take that message, and I want you to imbibe that message and very much make this part of our lives in a greater level than we ever have before. Amen? God bless you. I'm sorry we couldn't play that music earlier louder than we could, because we have a resource consent is we have a 9 o'clock curfew on amplified music. So Gary on the sound desk had to keep the volume relatively low. It's a pity we had to do that, because the dynamics of that song could have really lifted us further, but that's just how it is in this tent environment. So God bless you. Have an awesome night. Go back. Come tomorrow morning if you're able to come. If you're part of another local church, you need to support that church. But if you're out of town or you're visiting, whatever, please come. Bring your friends, bring your enemies. God bless you.